We welcome Daniel Talia to Sunday Footy Preview. Good to have you with us, Daniel. The wins keep coming and it appears the confidence keeps growing. Is this a team that is still developing?
Yeah, I think so. And thanks for having me, guys, first of all. And yeah, we're building nicely in the year, you know, eight wins now. And as you know, we've got a developing group and a bit of a younger side. And we're just getting guys that are, you know, between that 50 to 100 game mark now that are starting to come on nicely. You know, guys I mentioned like Rory Laird, Luke Brown, you know, your Brad Crouchers, all these guys are starting to come along really well. And yeah, we're improving, I suppose, game by game. And that's something we're going to have to do if we're going to, you know, shake it in September.
Daniel, yeah, defensively, you have been so good since round seven, only conceding 70 points per game. Was it just an evolution? Did it just sort of happen that way? It took you a while to get things in order in the first 6 or 7 weeks? Or was there something that switched in your mindset? Or did you change up something in your structure? Because there's been a clear shift defensively since then.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Richo. We probably sat down after the Geelong game at 4-4 and had a bit of a heart-to-heart as a group and identified that our team defence was the thing that was letting us down. And we were conceding a lot of inside 50s and probably getting, you know, big scores against us on the back of that. We've always been offensively pretty good and been able to score, you know, 100-plus points each game, but I think that was the area we identified. So it's certainly been an area that we've focused on heavily at training and, you know, drilled down, you know, week by week, and it's certainly starting to pay off. So, yeah, it's something we've really focused on and identified, you know, at round eight, and 8 weeks later we're 12-4, so it's, you know, it's paying dividends.
Yeah, it's easy to have meetings and talk things up like that, like you did after that round eight game, but how'd you put it into practice? Was it structural things or was it mindset?
Oh, I think it's every individual taking a bit of onus on themselves to improve and go look at vision and see how they can fit into the team structure. And I think everyone's done that. We've definitely trained drills at training where we're focused on a bit of defence as well. And it's a mindset as well. Everyone working on the same page. And, yeah, everything's just kind of come together now. We're just starting to play some good footy and that team defence keeps improving. And we've still got a way to go in that. So, yeah, that's the area of our game where we feel like we can get a lot of benefit and we just got to keep improving it.
Daniel, well done last night. It was a really good solid win against a team who threw a lot of pressure at you. You mentioned before some of these players who are now getting games under their belts, and I don't mean this disrespectfully when I say some of the no-name players or not-so-well-known players at Adelaide. We often pump up Eddie Betts and Rory Sloane and these types of guys, but blokes like Rory Atkins, Jared Lyons, Ricky Henderson were just outstanding last night, all hitting the scoreboard, all kicking goals, finding a lot of the footy. Throw in Rory Laird, who didn't play last night, who's turned himself into a wonderful player. There is genuine depth there and young quality coming through, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's been one of the great things about this year. We've had we haven't had a lot of injuries and we've had guys playing really consistent footy in the sample. So if one guy goes down, you know, Ricky Henderson's come in the last 2 weeks and was probably best on ground last night. So we've certainly got that depth coming through. And, you know, these guys you talk about have been on the list for a number of years now and have been around the mark for a long time. So it's just about getting an opportunity and, you know, with good form and wins comes, you know, tough position for spots. So it's great to see those guys coming in and playing their role. And, you know, we've had a really even contribution from not just, you know, the guys like Rory Sloane and the big name players, Eddie Betts, but, you know, your lesser lights, like you're saying. So that's certainly something that we're trying to take forward, having that even contribution, because that certainly goes a long way to winning games of footy.
Daniel, congratulations on your season so far. Clearly the team's going to feature in September and you've turned the Adelaide Oval into a fortress. We know that. Can you talk to us about the psyche of coming to Melbourne, potentially the MCG, in a big final? You've played there 3 times this year, 2 wins and 1 loss, that only being to Hawthorn. What's the psyche like for an interstate club and the potential of playing a big final at the MCG? Does it hold any fears? Do you have to approach it differently?
Oh, I think you have to approach the dimensions of the ground a bit differently. The MCG is obviously a bit wider and bigger than most grounds, so that's certainly something you look at when you know, defending. There's a lot more space and gaps that you've got to cover, so you need to adapt to that, and that's something we talked about. But yeah, coming to the MCG as an interstate team and getting 3 games there has been, you know, an ideal lead-in for us. Getting 2 games in a row, we probably felt like the first game against Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, we didn't play our best footy, and then to get back there the next week against Carlton and have a really good hit out was really, you know, a big step for our group. And we played there last year against the Bulldogs as well in that really close final. So we've had a bit of experience there the last couple of years, and that's certainly going to hold us in good stead if we get there in September.
We're speaking to Adelaide Crows defender Daniel Talia. Daniel, it was fantastic last night, only the 75th player of all time to play 300 games, Scotty Thompson, and it was great watching everyone in the rooms. He had some old teammates in there last night, and I think you guys probably had a get-together afterwards. But tell us about his influence on you and the group as a whole.
Yeah, I think Scotty is one of these guys that's really gone under the radar over his whole career. He's been, you know, really consistent, and our group loves him. He's you know, he's a really wise player and wants to go into coaching after he finishes, and that just shows you the knowledge and the effort he puts into his footy. He's, you know, he never misses games, and the thing about Tomo is he's put a lot of work into mentoring younger guys and really the whole team as that more senior figure, and guys love him, and he's a real character, as you've probably seen through the week. He's a really funny guy and really adds a lot to our locker room. So we love playing alongside him. He's one of these guys, when you run out next to, you know what you're going to get from him every week. And to get a win for him in his friend's game at home was really special. And, he kind of sat back last night and took it in for the first time afterwards while having a few beers at a function. And, he's a great guy and, you know, a really inspirational leader for us. So hopefully he can stick around and go on next year, because his form's been awesome this year as well.
Daniel, I'm not sure whether you've heard Adam Treloar's post-match assessment of the Crows last night. Let's have a listen.
We led a really good team who are premiership contenders. Adelaide, in my opinion, are probably the best team in the comp, and we led them to a 6-0 lead in the first quarter, and it's just too hard to claw your way back.
High praise from an opponent. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's good to hear from a really, you know, up-and-coming gun of the competition, and that's a compliment to the midfield and the whole team. He was obviously played a really good game last night, and you don't notice players out there on the field that much, but I noticed Adam last night and the way he was able to get the ball and transition out of there, and he had a really good battle with some of our mids. So yeah, it's exciting to hear that, but as you said, we're still, you know, 6 rounds out now from finals, so a lot of things can change from here, and we just need to keep playing good footy to be up there with those top 4 sides.
Hey, Daniel, a lot of people in the media talk about your ability to get out the back in your forward half, and I guess the old Joe the Goose, which I guess can be a bit insulting at times to a forward, because it might suggest that you like getting forward of the football. Does your forward line take that as a bit of an insult? Because watching last night, it's all about work rate up and back that actually gets you out.
Yeah, you know what they're talking about, Richo, as a forward. That doesn't happen unless guys are on the same page, and I think a lot of that stems from our ball movement at times when we're able to get it going and take the game on a bit. We've got really dynamic forwards who you can't really drop off, and you can't, a lot of teams keep an anchor or a guy in behind to guard that space. But if you do that against us, we've got a really dangerous forward line. You know, you've got Tex, Josh Jenkins, Eddie. If you drop off these guys, they're going to get used. So that's a credit to those 6 guys that they're able to work together and then create space over the back. And as you see, work rate, you know, Tom Lynch is working in behind, Eddie's always there. These guys work really hard and are really selfless and work together, and I think that's why we get a lot of goals over the back, and it comes from a whole, you know, team aspect rather than guys just cheating out the back. So, yeah, you'd know as a forward, it doesn't just happen. You've got to make it happen, I suppose.
Just a quick final one, Daniel. For a high-achieving first-season coach, Don Pike is really travelling under the radar. Can you give us a player's eye assessment of your first-year coach?
Yeah, I think, Don's been around a lot of successful businesses, both in footy and, you know, he's been on the West Coast board and was a coach there last year, obviously, in that great team, and they made the grand final, and then business stuff outside of footy. He's always been, he was in mining and shares and did really well at that as well.
He'd be good for a loan, wouldn't he? He's got made a bit of money out of business.
Yeah, he's made a bit of cash. He's pretty rich, but he keeps himself a bit. So but the thing that's really impressed me with Don is his ability to challenge the leaders and the whole team, really, and try and get every individual on the list to improve week to week. And his tactical side of the game is first class. I've never met a coach who sees the game so well and is able to adapt to opposition teams throwing different strategies at you, and I think that's where we've really improved as a group as well. Teams throw different looks at the yard. They might throw a number behind the ball or an extra at a stoppage or whatever, and we've got plans for all of that now. So, yeah, that's an area that we've had to develop. Obviously, being a younger side, we've had to work and go through that week to week, and I think that's one thing that he's really challenged us on, and that's paying dividends as well.
And as we bid you farewell, my colleague Scoot McClure is a mad Carlton man, and I'm a bit interested in the Navy Blues as well. And he tells me you were very keen to get to Carlton in the draft, and it just about broke your heart when you didn't. Do you reckon they can get the job done against the Eagles today?
Oh, I don't think so. I was a diehard Carlton fan growing up.
Daniel.
They had pick number 12, and I ended up going 13 as a Crows, so... that's all in the past now, but I think the way the Eagles are playing, they'll get over the top of the Blues today.
Not what we wanted to hear, Daniel, but good to have a chat with you.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me.